From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, kicking off their new season with Don Juan, Saturday, September 27th, featuring the piece by Richard Strauss and including a 2025 Van Cliburn winner. More at topekasymphony.org.
It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. We have another 41-ish minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 6:30, we will have an update of news headlines. We do have an update on that situation regarding a guard who was charged with second-degree murder in the death of a jail inmate. We have still a breaking news story, so we have absolutely fresh information coming up for you at 6:30. But then, of course, we have a bit more All Things Considered left to go. Following the news headlines, we're going to talk about combat medicine. We're going to talk about the ultramarathoner who took on this project where he's going to run a mile for every point that Chicago Bears lose by in football, which, as it turns out, thus far means he's running an awful lot. And we are going to speak with a former chairman of the FCC, Tom Wheeler. More on this Jimmy Kimmel situation, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, asking listeners when they last visited a dentist. For a preventive checkup, dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
76 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Manhattan, 78 in Emporia. The time is 6:20.
Spending Jimmy Kimmel Live after the host's comments on Charlie Kirk's murder. On social media, President Trump said that leaves Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. What's next for late night TV? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Matthew Algio will have your local news updates.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines coming up next. It is 74 degrees in Topeka, 73 in Abilene, 70 in Atchison. It is 6:30.
The Dow gained 124 points, up about 0.3%. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A guard in the Wyandotte County Jail has been charged with killing an inmate by kneeling on his back, Sam Zeff reports.
Court records show Richard Fatherly has been charged with second-degree murder and, in the alternative, involuntary manslaughter. Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree says Fatherly was issued a summons rather than being arrested. Dupree says Fatherly cooperated with Kansas Bureau of Investigation agents and is not a flight risk. He's accused of killing 50-year-old Charles Adair, who was in jail for not paying traffic tickets. The coroner's report revealed a guard was kneeling on Adair's back in something police call prone restraint. The KBI says Adair was uncooperative with jail guards. I'm Sam Zeff.
A new audit in Kansas shows an affordable housing tax credit will cost the state up to $1 billion of revenue over the next 15 years. The Kansas Affordable Housing Tax Credit was approved in 2022 with bipartisan support to incentivize developers to build more rent-controlled units for low-income residents. Lawmakers pared down the incentives earlier this year over concerns that it cost the state too much money. Auditor Josh Luthi now says the law allows the states to award up to $100 million of tax credits until 2028.
And because those credits can be claimed annually, every year for 10 years. That's about potentially $1 billion in foregone tax revenues.
He says the state has so far awarded $73 million of credits for a total of $730 million over the next 10 years to support 67 housing projects. The Prairie Village Police Department announced yesterday that it is conducting a criminal investigation into a local Catholic priest. For the Johnson County Post, Kate Mays reports.
The investigation involves an adult victim and Father Richard Story, who has been pastor of the Curia of Ours Parish in Leawood since 2015. According to the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, Story submitted his resignation and is prohibited from functioning publicly as a priest during this time. The Archdiocese said in a statement that they are, quote, devastated by this situation, and that they are fully cooperating with police. Archbishop Sean McKnight also launched a preliminary canonical investigation. The Archdiocese asked anyone with information to contact the Prairie Village Police Department. No charges have been filed against Story. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
The time is 6:35.
Support for...
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. Always online, we are streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You can get audio on demand at that website and also through our app, with a version for iOS and a version for Android.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next few minutes, a little more All Things Considered. If you're joining us on KPR One stations at 7 o'clock, we have Classics Live, film music from the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. And that is followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday, followed by Jazz in the Night. Tonight, music from the Vinyl Vault coming your way. That is always a terrific show. If you're joining us on KPR2, also terrific shows, KPR Presents, along with The Middle, featuring Jeremy Hobson. That's coming up on KPR2, so stay tuned. 40% chance of showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. It is 76 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Mary Louise. Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From Chapter, offering Medicare advice to seniors nationwide and working to find the plans that best fit their needs. Advisors are available by dialing #250 and saying the keyword Medicare Help. From Easy Cater, a business tool for food designed to help organizations order food for meetings and events from restaurants nationwide, set up employee lunch programs, and manage food spend at easycater.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Jimmy Kimmel has been pulled off the air following a threat from the FCC over his comments about Charlie Kirk's murder. What's next for Late Night TV on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning. There will probably be more news overnight. We'll get you the latest first thing tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. We have Classics Live coming up next, followed by Evening Classical with Destiny at 8 o'clock tonight, the Angelic Tango. And your most requested piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. I bet I can guess which one that is. Join Destiny at 8 o'clock tonight on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 40% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 75 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01. Classics Live is next.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we're in White Concert Hall at Washburn University in Topeka. This is a Topeka Symphony concert with guest conductor Rafael Cipriano that features some of the most emotional and passionate orchestral music, that kind used in movies. From their Hollywood concert, now the Topeka Symphony is starting off with themes used in the 1992 movie based on James Fenimore Cooper's book, The Last of the Mohicans. the Topeka Symphony in this Hollywood concert. We've just heard Trevor Jones and Randy Edelman's themes from The Last of the Mohicans with some inspiration from Dougie MacLean. Next, the memory of a deep Russian winter in Lara's theme from the film Dr. Zhivago. Maurice Jarre's music from the 1965 movie of Dr. Zhivago, based on the novel by Boris Pasternak. Next, from the Star Wars series, here's John Williams, Across the Stars. Thank you. Across the Stars, used in Star Wars Episode II, one of the prequels, as the background music to the love story. Music next is a famous theme, much more famous than the movie was. Unchained Melody, a great tune with the great title that makes you imagine that it's someone's love which is so powerful it's off the chain. But actually, it was used as the love music from a B-movie that was called Unchained. It was a 1955 film about a medium security prison. The theme didn't have a name, but people liked it, so it was just referenced as the Unchained Melody, which became its title. Next, the Topeka Symphony is led by guest conductor Rafael Cipriano and some spicy music by James Horner from The Mask of Zorro. Thank you. music of romance and adventure. James Horner's music from the film The Mask of Zorro. Here's one of the themes now from a 1960s British movie called The Mission. Called Gabriel's Oboe by the great Italian film composer Ennio Morricone, used in a film called The Mission. Next, a true classic from Casablanca. The Topeka Symphony, playing As Time Goes By, by Herbert Hupfield. Now a few themes from James Horner's score for Titanic. Various scenes brought to mind with a suite from James Horner's music for Titanic. Now the concluding number for tonight's Hollywood concert with the Topeka Symphony Orchestra. Could you hear some of the audience singing along to Henry Mancini's Moon River, a wistful song from Breakfast at Tiffany's? All of tonight's selections in this Topeka Symphony Hollywood concert were in noted arrangements for full symphonic orchestra. The guest conductor was Raffaele Cipriano, who is an Italian conductor, vocal coach, and composer. He studied with international masters in Padua and Venice, coming to Kansas City in 2015, to get his doctorate in orchestral conducting. You can find out more about the Topeka Symphony's current season at topekasymphony.org. Chuck Smith was our audio engineer, and I'm Cordelia Brown. We hope you enjoyed this concert here at White Concert Hall in Washburn University. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Another KPR recording, this time from our live performance studio. Larry Carter, pianist, playing Tuneful Nightingale from his recent album, English Piano. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from KU Theater. presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through the 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through the 21st and the 25th through the 28th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. You can hear us through KANU, KANU HD1, Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City through FM 91.5, plus KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Joel Snyder. The controversy over Jimmy Kimmel's suspension by ABC has gotten the attention of Democrats on Capitol Hill. They're proposing new legislation to protect speech by individuals, media outlets, and others from any retaliatory action by the federal government. NPR's Deidre Walsh reports.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says President Trump and others in his administration are weaponizing the federal government to silence their critics. He pointed to ABC's decision to suspend late-night host Jimmy Kimmel following Trump's FCC chairman Brendan Carr's warning he would take action against the network.
That's censorship. That's state speech control. That's not America.
The No Political Enemies, or NOPE Act, would make it harder to hold someone liable for constitutionally protected speech. It would establish consequences for government officials who target protected speech and provides an ability for anyone targeted to recoup attorney's fees. No Republican has signed onto the legislation, and it's unlikely to advance in a GOP-controlled Congress. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
President Trump is back at the White House from his state visit to the UK, arriving there a short time ago after warning Europe about Russian oil. He says Europe must stop buying Russian oil if it wants to end the war in Ukraine, as NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
President Trump said in an interview on Fox News that he was unhappy to learn that European nations were continuing to buy Russian oil while pressing the U.S. to take a tougher stance on Moscow.
Ultimately, if oil prices go down or if Russia's not selling oil, they have no choice but to settle. And when the European Union nations or the NATO nations, because they're similar, very similar, when they're buying oil from Russia, that's not the greatest thing. That's not the deal.
President Trump has been ratcheting up the pressure on Europe to take more action against Russia. The European Union plans to phase out purchasing Russian oil by 2028, but U.S. officials contend that may be too late. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The Trump administration asking the Supreme Court to allow President Trump to remove Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook immediately. Here's NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The administration's unusually aggressive stance in the high court is a clear signal that it's willing to fight hard to try to get control of the Federal Reserve Board, which for 114 years has remained independent under the federal law that created the central bank. The Supreme Court's conservative majority in other cases involving independent agencies has signaled a clear willingness to let the president fire members of those independent agencies at will. But at the same time, the court has said in an unsigned opinion that the Federal Reserve Board is different and likely protected from presidential interference. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, September 18th. There's an extraordinary conjunction in tomorrow's early morning sky, a tight grouping of the moon, the planet Venus, and the star Regulus. They're quite low at first light, so you may need a clear horizon to spot them. Venus is the brilliant morning star, just a fraction of a degree from the moon. Regulus is a bit farther from the moon. It's much fainter than Venus, but its proximity to the brighter bodies will make it pretty easy to pick out. This beautiful meeting is possible because all three bodies lie near the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. Regulus, which marks the heart of the lion, is fixed in position just a half degree from the ecliptic. It does move through the galaxy, but it's so far away that it takes centuries to notice any change. Venus's orbit around the Sun is tilted by about 3 degrees, about 1.5 times the width of your finger held at arm's length. The planet crosses the ecliptic during each orbit, so it's always close. On rare occasions, it can even cross in front of Regulus, blocking it from view. That last happened in 1959, and it'll happen again on October 1st, 2044. The Moon's orbit around Earth is tilted by about 5 degrees. So like Venus, the Moon moves back and forth across the ecliptic. Tomorrow, it'll be just about 1 degree from that path, setting up a beautiful conjunction in the dawn sky. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry. Thank you.
Molly on the Shore here on KPR by Percy Aldridge Granger, featuring members of Collage. Hi there, I'm Destiny, a violinist, and, well, I played a lot of violin music this past week, so I thought it was time to honor the viola. There was a little viola love there at the beginning, so I hope you enjoyed that. This is Tango Thursday. I love playing tangos on Thursday, and I found a delightful little angelic treat for you that will play for us after Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto Number 3. Yes, many of you are big fans of the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto, and well, this one is no exception. It's a real gem. I should thank one of our sponsors, like Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. Get it? Gems. Support for classical music on KPR comes from them. They keep us on the air. Thank you. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And now on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto Number 3 with Daniel Trifonov on piano with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Enjoy. dramatic in the best way here on KPR, Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. Yannick Nesse-Segan conducting, the Philly Orchestra with Daniil Trifonov on piano. Delightful. Green Lady Lounge is also delightful. And Saturday evening on KPR's Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's the return of Alex Abramovitz and his Swingin' Casey Jazz Band. We'll celebrate the birthday of Count Basie with some favorites, including Shorty George, Moton Swing, and Lester Leepsen. Hear some classic Kansas City jazz next time on Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday evening at 6 on KPR 1. All right, it's the tango portion of the program. Since we're all riled up by the piano, I thought this tango would be a nice encore. Also by the piano. Not Daniil Trifonov, though. It's Eugenia Gabrielik. It's by Barrios, and it's called Angelita. Enjoy it on KPR. Gabrielik on piano here on KPR, Angelita Tango by Barrios. I'm Destiny. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate all of you. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. We've all been there. You get a phone call or knock on your door too early in the morning before you're fully awake. Who and why, you wonder, at this hour? For something you want to hear first thing, tune into Morning Edition. We'll get you up to date on the day's biggest headlines and bring you unexpected stories that make you smile. Listen whenever you're ready, weekday mornings from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations to give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, a vinyl record and CD store sponsoring the Vinyl Vault Hour on Jazz in the Night. Store details and buying policies at lovegardensounds.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is back at the White House, arriving there earlier this evening after receiving the royal treatment during his state visit to the UK. At a joint press conference, Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin has let him down. NPR's Tamara Keith reports that ending Russia's war in Ukraine was on the agenda when Trump met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
For some time now, Trump has been warning of stern consequences for Putin if he doesn't end the war. But at the press conference, Trump was noncommittal when asked about actually imposing those consequences.
It doesn't affect the United States. And he, look, it doesn't so much affect you. Of course, you are a lot closer to the scene than we are. We have a whole ocean separating us.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer jumped in.
We have to put extra pressure on Putin. And it's only when the president has put pressure on Putin that he's actually shown any inclination to move. So we have to ramp that pressure up.
Starmer said the UK and France are willing to take the lead. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Trump administration has vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The vote was 14-1, with the lone no vote coming from a Trump administration official, Morgan Ortegas.
The United States rejects this unacceptable resolution. It is beyond time that Hamas release every single hostage now and surrender immediately.
The draft resolution did call for the release of all hostages as well as an immediate ceasefire. Algeria's ambassador apologized to Palestinians for the Security Council's repeated failure to protect them. The French ambassador raised alarms about the intensification of the Israeli offensive in Gaza City. France is co-hosting a conference on Palestinian statehood at the UN next week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Back in Washington, D.C., congressional Democrats have introduced a bill to put a stop to the ongoing redistricting fight sparked by President Trump ahead of next year's midterm election. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports.
Two California Democrats, Representative Joe Lofgren and Senator Alex Padilla, are leading this reintroduction of a bill banning the redrawing of congressional district maps at this point, unless it's ordered by a court. Padilla says the bill would also ban redistricting that favors or disfavors a political party and requires states to use independent redistricting commissions to draw congressional voting maps.
It should be voters choosing the representatives, not the other way around.
Like two similar bills for banning mid-decade congressional redistricting, this proposal is not likely to become law in a Congress controlled by the Republican Party, which has pushed for new maps in Texas and Missouri designed to help the GOP keep control of the House of Representatives after next year's midterm election. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. Ukraine's defense minister says his country's troops and engineers will join their Polish counterparts on training to combat drone attacks. NPR's Joanna Kikissis reports the cooperation comes after Poland shot down Russian drones that recently violated its airspace.
Poland's defense minister, Władysław Kosiniak-Kamysz, was in Kyiv for the announcement. His Ukrainian counterpart, Denis Shmyhal, told reporters in Kyiv that the joint group's focus will be air defense from Russian drones and missiles. Shmyhal says this group will integrate the latest defense technologies to protect civilians and critical infrastructure against, quote, our common enemy, referring to Russia. On September 10th, more than 20 Russian drones crossed into Polish airspace. Poland shot down several of them, the first time a NATO country has engaged with Russian military assets since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Authorities in Pennsylvania have named the man who fatally shot three police officers yesterday. York County's district attorney says the officers were ambushed by 24-year-old Matthew James Ruth as they attempted to serve a warrant for him at the home of a former girlfriend. A fourth police officer remains hospitalized. Stocks rallied today after NVIDIA said it's investing $5 billion in the struggling chip maker Intel. All three U.S. stock markets rose to all-time highs. The S&P 500 up half a percentage point. The Dow added 0.3%. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
guitarist Emily Remler on Kansas Public Radio, her tune Blues for Herb, dedicated to guitarist Herb Ellis, from her LP for Concord Records called East to West, with Hank Jones, Buster Williams, and Smitty Smith, piano, bass, and drums. Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. hour. So you are tuning in to the All Jazz, or the All Vinyl Jazz Hour here on Kansas Public Radio, with George Coleman's quintet up next. And recording made in 1971 live in Baltimore, only came out on a really limited edition deluxe LP in 2020 from Reel to Reel Records. It's a George Coleman quintet with trumpeter Danny Moore, pianist Albert Daly, bassist Larry Ridley, drummer Harold White, and the Clifford Brown tune Sandu on KPR. We'll be right back.